Welcome to this intermediate Ableton Live 12 lesson on building a retro rave bass wobble for smoky warehouse vibes, with that jungle and old school drum and bass attitude. In this lesson, we're not chasing a glossy modern wobble. We want something darker, grittier, and more hypnotic, the kind of bass line that feels alive because it's being pushed and pulled with automation, not just left to loop on its own. In DNB, that matters a lot, because the bass has to create energy without wrecking the low end or stepping on the breakbeat. So here's the goal. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a two-layer bass patch made up of a clean mono sub and a moving mid-bass character layer. The sub stays solid. The mid layer does the talking. That separation is the foundation of a good DNB bass sound, because it lets the kick, snare, and break stay punchy, while the bass still has attitude. Let's start with the setup. Create a new MIDI track and load an instrument rack. Inside that rack, make two chains. Name one chain sub, and another mid bass. On the sub chain, load a simple synth-like operator or waveitable and choose a clean sine wave or a triangle based patch. Keep it mono. You want the sub to be steady, focused, and obedient. A good starting point for the sub envelope is a very fast attack, a short decay if needed, a fairly strong sustain if the notes are held, and a short release so the notes don't blur together. The exact settings depend on how tight your MIDI pattern is, but the key idea is simple. The sub should support the groove, not smear across it. On the mid-bass chain, load something a little thicker, like analog, waveitable, or operator. Use a saw, square, or detuned saw combination. A small amount of detune goes a long way here. You're trying to get that old-school Reese rave energy, not a huge super saw wall. Subtle detuning, a bit of grit, and some motion will give you that warehouse character. Now let's write the bass phrase. This is important. Think like a drummer, not like someone writing a pad. In drum and bass, the bass line should feel rhythmic. It should answer the breakbeat. Keep the phrase sparse enough that the drums can breathe. A classic move is to hold the root note on beat 1, then drop in a short response on the offbeat, maybe the end of 2 or 3, and then finish with another stab before the bar loops. If you want a strong old-school feel, try a one-bar or two-bar phrase that includes a long note, a short syncopated reply, and a final stab at the end of the bar. That call and response energy is what makes the line feel like part of the rhythm section instead of just a synth part sitting on top. Now shape the mid-bass tone. Insert EQ 8 first. High pass the mid layer somewhere around 80 to 120 Hz, so it stays out of the sub range. If there's harshness, gently reduce the bite around 2.5 to 5 kHz. If the sound feels hollow, you can experiment with a small boost in the low mid area, but be careful. In DNB, small EQ moves matter a lot. After that, add saturator. Push the drive a little, maybe somewhere in the 2 to 8 dB range depending on the source. Turn on soft clip if it helps. The point here is to add harmonic density and a bit of danger, not to destroy the sound. The mid bass should feel like it can growl when the filter opens, but still remain controlled. Next, add auto filter. This is where the personality starts to come alive. You can use a low pass or band pass filter depending on the flavor you want. Keep a bit of resonance, but not so much that it starts sounding cheesy or thin. For retro rave and jungle style bass, the movement should feel intentional. It should pulse and breathe with the phrase. Now here's the heart of the lesson. Use automation to make the wobble feel musical. Instead of relying on a constant LFO doing the same thing forever, use clip envelopes and track automation. That makes the bass feel more like a performance. Open your MIDI clip and draw automation for auto filter frequency. Across the bar, let the cutoff move in a repeating pattern. For example, start lower on beat 1, open a little by beat 2, dip again around beat 3, and then open wider by beat 4. That kind of movement gives you a wobble that feels phrased rather than random. For darker settings, keep the cutoff movement between roughly 180 Hz and 1.2 kHz. For a brighter rave edge, you can push it higher, maybe into the 400 Hz to 2.5 kHz range. The point is to match the movement to the mood of the track. Then bring that idea into arrangement view and evolve it over 8 bars. In bars 1 to 4, keep the filter movement tighter and more restrained. In bars 5 to 8, open it wider and add more drive. At the end of the phrase, pull the cutoff down quickly to create a transition. This is the kind of detail that makes a bassline feel like it's actually moving through the arrangement instead of just repeating. If you want a more live, hands-on feel, you can also use a macro to control the filter, drive, and width together. That's a great trick, because you can play the bass movement by hand while recording automation. It often produces a more human result than drawing every curve perfectly. You can also add subtle rhythmic motion with synced effects. A light tremolo on the mid layer, set to something like 1/8 or 1/16, can add pulse without sounding obvious. Or, if you want a more textured movement, use chorus ensemble or facer flanger very carefully. Keep it restrained. In this style, too much modulation can quickly turn the bass muddy or cheesy. Now let's talk about phrasing. A really useful mindset here is to automate around the drums. For example, a small cutoff dip right before the snare can make the bass feel like it ducks into the groove. Then, on the next hit, it opens back up and feels heavier. That tiny contrast can be more powerful than a huge sweep. Try this kind of phrase logic. Make bars 1 and 3 a little darker or tighter, and bars 2 and 4 a little more open and bright. On the final note of a 4-bar phrase, boost resonance slightly, maybe add a little extra saturation, and if you want, throw a tiny amount of delay on that last stab. That gives you the classic snatch and release feeling you hear in older rave and jungle records. Speaking of delay, keep it selective. You do not want delay washing over the entire bass line. Instead, automate a short echo throw on only the final note of a phrase. Keep feedback low and filter the delay heavily, so it stays smoky and atmospheric rather than cluttered. Once the movement feels strong, resample the mid-bass. This is a very useful DNB workflow. Bounce or resample the mid-layer to a new audio track, and suddenly you can edit the actual waveform feel. You can slice it, reverse part of it, cut a note early, or nudge a stab slightly ahead of the beat for tension. That's especially effective in old-school and jungle-flavored arrangements, because chopped audio often feels more authentic than endlessly polished synth programming. If you resample a great 4-bar movement, you can chop that audio into another pattern and create a variation without changing the core sound. That's a fast way to get more mileage out of a strong phrase. Now let's think like an arranger. In an 8-bar drop, the bass should evolve in stages. Bars 1 and 2 can be filtered and restrained. Bars 3 and 4 can open up a little more. Bars 5 and 6 can be heavier, brighter, and more driven. Bars 7 and 8 can either build tension or pull back before the next change. That's the big idea with Retro Rave DNB. The groove stays strong, but the bass changes its attitude over time. The listener should feel the track breathing. And in this style, restraint is often what makes the drop hit harder. If everything is always maxed out, nothing feels special. Now, a few important mix checks. Keep the sub-chain mono. Always use utility if you need to force the width to zero. The mid layer can have some width, but do not let stereo effects touch the sub-region. If the bass starts fighting the kick, use EQ8 or a utility chain to reduce low-mid buildup in the mid layer. That's your danger zone. Also, keep an eye on saturation. In drum and bass, it's usually better to distort the mid layer more than the sub. Let the sub stay clean and firm underneath everything. That gives you power without losing control. If you want the drums to hit harder, you can add a light drum bus on the drum bus, but be cautious. Too much boom will fight the bass. The point is clarity and impact, not brute force. Here are a few common mistakes to watch out for. First, don't make the wobble too wide in the low end. Keep the sub mono and high pass the character layer. Second, don't automate too many things at once too early. Start with cutoff. If the groove works, then add drive, resonance, or width. Third, don't let the wobble move constantly at full speed with no phrasing. Give it space. Make it answer the drums. Fourth, don't overdo resonance, because it can get harsh and cheap very quickly. And fifth, don't ignore note length. In DNB, shorter notes can often feel stronger than long ones because they leave room for the breakbeat to breathe. If you want to push this further, try a few advanced variations. One idea is a halftime wobble flip. Keep bars 1 to 4 restrained, then in bars 5 to 8 make the modulation feel twice as active by tightening the filter motion. That creates a second drop feeling inside the same section. Another idea is call and response through tone instead of notes. Keep the MIDI exactly the same, but alternate between darker filtered stabs and brighter wider stabs. Same rhythm, different attitude. You can also try a phrase and accent trick. On the final hit of every 4 bars, briefly boost resonance, drive, and lay send, then pull it back immediately afterward. That creates that classic rave style grab and release tension. A little more advanced but very effective, use silence. Removing the bass for even a half beat before it slams back in can feel massive in fast DNB. Bass is powerful. For your practice exercise, build an 8-bar MIDI loop in a D minor or F minor vibe. Split it into sub and mid layers. Add auto filter to the mid bass and change the cutoff every 2 bars. Push saturator drive up a little in bars 5 to 8. Add 1 delay throw on the last note of bar 4 or bar 8. Then resample the mid bass and create 1 variation by reversing a tail, cutting a note early, or nudging 1 stab ahead of the beat. Finally, check the whole thing in mono and make sure the sub still feels solid. If you've done it right, you should have a bass loop that already sounds like part of a real retro rave DNB drop. Not just a synth exercise, but something that feels like it belongs in a smoky warehouse with chopped breaks and heavy speaker pressure. So remember the core formula: clean mono sub, animated mid character, rhythmic automation, careful phrasing, and disciplined low end. In dark retro rave drum and bass, the best wobble is not the busiest one. It's the one that grooves, breathes, and threatens.